רגע, אני רוצה להגיד one story there, one story there, רבי שמעון שפירא. שוחטים בעיר העתיקה. Right, so in the new city, we talk about Shmuel Shapira here. They were all in siege in the old city, right? 1948, and all the Jews and a lot of families lived in the new city. So people, they didn't know what's going on. It was a little small area. It's not like the old city, the Jewish quarter today. It was a lot smaller. Just the corner near where today the near where the parking lot is, basically that end. Batei Machase with the Sephardic, and Yeshiva Porat Yosef, all that along the wall, only there. That's where the Jews were, mm-hmm. And they were bombed by the Jordanians. Boom, 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 yeah. Endless, right? For a few months, so people were very scared, right? And then one time, there was a rumor that they said that it wasn't true, of course, that the Arabs burst into the Rova and they're slaughtering all the Jews over there. And people were crying and screaming and this and this. And it was very scary. But after a while, they came and someone came and said it was just a rumor, it's not true. Yeah. 6.5 months. That was the length of the bitter...
The siege.
Yeah, and the bitter fighting between the siege and everything. It was almost 100% disconnection between the Jews over there and the Jews inside.
When did it start and when did it end?
We said it started the 29th of November. It ended 6.5 months later. 2 weeks before... Before they surrendered. 2 weeks before they surrendered, the Haganah was also there. They knew already that it's gone, because there were only very few fighters, and there was hardly any ammunition, and people for more fighters to come from outside was impossible. In the morning, Zayin Beyal, 2 days after the state was declared. All right. The state was declared what day? On Thursday. On a Friday. I guess it was a Friday. Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Yeah, that's when you fast, right? Anyways, הכריזו אנשי הלגיון כמעריקים ליהודי העיר העתיקה שעוד עד שעה 10 בבוקר קנה ואם לא נשחט תחושם. So the legion, the Arabs, they said we're giving the Jews till 10 o'clock in the morning to surrender. And if not, we're killing you all. So the rabbis, they went and they to the people of the Agarah, and they said, we're surrendering. But the Zionists over there said, no way, we're not surrendering, we'll never surrender. So 2 weeks afterwards, less than 2 weeks, in Lag BaOmer, Thursday Lag BaOmer, it was just already, there was nothing to do anymore. The Arabs, they even bombed the Chulba. They didn't bomb, they were in the Chulba. Today it was beautiful, it's built here, a picture of here.
Oh,
yeah?
They totally bombed it. The only thing they had was the arch.
Afterwards they blew it up.
Yeah, afterwards they blew it up. Here, still they didn't. And from there, listen, there's Mamash overlooking all the Jews. You can just look at the Jew and shoot him. And they killed a lot of us, Jews live there. And it was already smelly from all the summer already. Yeah, all the dead people, they couldn't even bury them. On Friday, Yutet Beyal, everyone knew that we're going to get killed. There was just a few 10 square meters. That's where the Jews were. Right? No one listened to anymore to what's in there, to the Zionists, because they were just causing problems. And Rabbi Yisrael Zev Mintzberg, which his grandson is the Mashgiach of my son here, and Rabbi Tzim Chazan, they went out, they agreed with Haganah after, Haganah agreed with them, and they went out with the white flag.
Surrender.
And they surrendered. Okay? Tomorrow we'll speak. Tomorrow is Friday. I wish everyone a good Shabbos.